This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Winnebago County Board is looking at increasing its pay for county supervisors. Supporters believe that increasing pay will attract more people to run for the office. The proposed increase would not go into effect until after the county elections in 2024. Currently, supervisors make about $3,000 per year, putting Winnebago County supervisors among the lowest paid across the state. Under the proposal, pay would nearly double, but still only meet the statewide average for county supervisors. The county board is also determining this month whether to do away with the number of committees. The county board currently has 12 committees and 3 standing boards. On Monday, 9/11, EAA will host 3 members of the New York City Fire Department. They'll talk about their 9/11 experience and honor the heroes who have fallen. Tickets for the event are just $5 apiece, available on the EAA website. Page 2, police say a suspect in yesterday's road rage shooting in Winnicott has now died in a single vehicle accident in Washington County. That shooting left one person hospitalized and locked down Winnicott schools for a good share of the afternoon. Fratert and ThetaCare are finalizing their plans to merge. The two companies plan to build a community hospital in downtown Oshkosh. City Manager Mark Roloff and his staff are meeting this week to see if the city can do anything about special assessments. Several city council members have voiced support for doing away with the charges for homeowners. The city has recently considered elimination of special assessments and never came up with a real plan. Council member Paul Essinger says that doing away with special assessments now is a slap in the face to everybody who has paid them in the past. Whelan Sprocket will close its Oshkosh location this weekend. They're moving to a new location in Appleton. Congratulations to the legendary Carmel Chris. They'll celebrate 90 years in Oshkosh coming up on Saturday afternoon at their city center location downtown. Turning to sports, Wisconsin Hurt schedule is out. The G League team will open the season on November 10th on the road. The first home game is November 16th when they take on Iowa. The majority of Hurt home games this year will be played on weekend nights. And Lourdes Academy has made it into the top 10 of the Division 7 football rankings. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend and go Pack Go!